Hello.
Good evening. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short opinion survey, public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat? Okay, we can definitely proceed. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Likely to vote.
Very likely to vote? Okay, thank you so much. Or somewhat likely to vote?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or a vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I'll vote at my polling place.
Polling place on election day. And also, what is your age, please, just to make sure we represent people of all ages?
58.
And also, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate,
some college.
Associates, some college. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kathy Townsend.
No opinion.
Okay. Ken Mascara.
What are the options?
A favorable or unfavorable.
Or what?
Or, I mean, no opinion. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person,
I've heard of him, former sheriff, but I don't have an opinion. I know he was removed for some reason, but I don't even know the reason. So,
okay, Richard Del Toro.
I've seen his signs. I think he's running for sheriff also, but I'm not familiar. No opinion right now.
Okay, Keith Pearson.
Same. No opinion. Yeah.
Linda Bartz.
Never heard of her.
Okay, and what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson in your own words?
That he was appointed by Ron DeSantis. That's all I know.
He was appointed by Ron DeSantis.
I understand that's who we're talking about, right? The sheriff that took over from Mascara?
Correct. So basically, your opinion is important, sir. Thank you so much for providing me with that. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro on your own words?
Nothing. He's running for sheriff, I think. So I've seen his signs, but I know nothing about him.
Okay, you've seen his signs, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, your opinion is extremely important. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Lowry, Linda Bartz.
Honestly, I haven't paid any attention to the local elections. I should, but I haven't, so I don't know either one of those people. So.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Erin Ann Lowry?
Before the election, I'd have to do research. I don't know either one of them. I don't know what they stand for. I don't know what they, so there's no, I wouldn't vote for either one right now because I don't know either one of them. So.
Understood. And now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
If I had to choose right now, I guess Macon, just Audra Macon, if
okay.
I had to choose.
Would you say that you would definitely vote or probably voting for Audra Macon?
It would have to be a probably, because I'd have to read up on both of them a little more, but I've seen some negative stuff on Townsend, and that's all I've seen. So.
Okay. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Richard Del Toro, or Keith Pearson?
I'd have to do my research beforehand. I don't know.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Richard Del Toro, or Keith Pearson? If you have to choose.
If I had to pick one right now, I guess Del Toro.
Del Toro, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
No opinion. So.
Okay. You wouldn't approve or disapprove?
No, I've got no opinion. Honestly, I've got no idea of how good things are or not. I mean, so.
Understood. Moving forward, 80% almost done. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or anything, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate it as well. You can select multiple choices.
Saw
a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message.
I've only seen a sign on the road. That's all I've seen about him.
Seen the sign on the road, okay? That's something else. You haven't received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer, right?
No. Nope.
You've seen something about the signs on the road, okay? And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, no difference.
No difference, right? Okay. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign from St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign on volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
I might have gotten something in the mail, but I honestly didn't read it, so...
Okay, but you recall receiving something in the mail. Thank you so much. And 90% now, did what you see, read, or heard recently make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, no difference.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
A very or somewhat conservative?
Very, I guess.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Asian American, Hispanic, African American, Black, White, Caucasian?
Caucasian.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, sir.
Appreciate it. Yep. Thank you.
You have a great evening. Bye bye.
You too.